Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today's show is brought to you by our friends at FanDuel. Remember, you can get $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win in the NFL. Remember, FanDuel.com, America's number one sportsbook. New customers get $300 in bonus bets if your $5 bet wins. You can join today at FanDuel.com. Join America's number one sportsbook. You want to lock that in? Go to FanDuel.com today and tell them you heard about it on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast. And now, back to the show.
And welcome into the Believe in Ole Miss podcast. Happy to be joined by Director of Athletics, Keith Carter. And Keith, great time to be an Ole Miss Rebel. Big one on Saturday. I know you and your staff are incredibly excited about hosting Tulane in the first ever college football playoff in Oxford.
Yeah, I mean, what a day. You know, what a weekend it's going to be. And I've said it, you know, many times in the past couple weeks, like, just you know, putting the focus back on these players and for them to be rewarded with something like this, to have, you know, a game of this magnitude, something that they worked their whole lives for, you know, to be a part of that. And then obviously for our fan base, you know, it's been a long time coming for our fan base as well, and have knocked on the door of the playoffs a couple of times and, you know, finally bust through this year. So really excited about it. Ticket sales are going great. You know, expecting a full sellout there and a huge crowd, and got a few things up our sleeve for the game atmosphere and game environment, so it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know it was released that Trace Atkins will be providing the national anthem for you guys on Saturday. That's going to be awesome. And I know Drew and his entire team have a lot of things they're about to roll out. Capacity crowd, I mean, tickets are at an all-time high from the standpoint of secondary markets, that sort of thing. As you look at Vaught Hemingway State, I mean, you and I talked a couple of years ago about the plan in place for the west side. Now that there's private equity groups, the whole Utah thing, and maybe allocation for other people to help pay, what are some plans that you and your team are thinking about for possibly down the road for Vaught Hemingway Stadium in regards to an expansion or a refurb, if you will?
Yeah, well, you know, last Thursday we had an RFP that hit the streets that's basically going to be just that. You know, we're looking for ideas to come in to really do some really cool things with the north end zone, kind of starting there as a phase one. But it could extend over to the west side, the east side. You know, we're going to kind of get the RFPs in, see what ideas are there. Obviously, pick a great partner to do some really cool stuff to the stadium. You know, we want to increase capacity. You know, that's something that we talked about. You know, I feel like our stadium size is you know, in line with what we need, but we do need to be a little bigger. We need some more student seats. We need some more premium seating. You know, we'd love to get that capacity up over 70,000 if we could, which I think would be great. But you know, just some really cool things, an entertainment district that's going to have some mixed use and, you know, retail space and new athletic offices, just some ideas there to put in that north end zone. So, but along with that is kind of a refurbishment of the stadium. And, you know, our stadium is incredible when there's 65,000 people in there and you've got the light show and the fireworks. But you go in there on a normal day and it's starting to be a little dated, you know, and there's some things that need to be done in there. So, you know, we had to take a step back from that for a couple of years as we kind of figured out and navigated the NIL space and what all that was going to look like leading into rev share. But now we feel like we've got a pretty good handle on what that's going to look like. But to your point, you know, there's a lot of private dollars kind of on the sidelines right now and a lot of people who are very interested in getting involved in college athletics. For us, we're not, you know, we're still exploring some of the private equity piece of that, like you saw at Utah and, you know, maybe with the Big Ten and some things there. But the private investment for these projects and kind of the public-private partnership, we think that that's a really good way to move forward, especially with some of the larger projects like the stadium.
Is there a particular amount of capacity that you think the stadium needs to be? Is there, Is it, do you, would you like to see it say 70, 75? Have you guys thought about long range what you'd like to see the stadium capacity be at?
Well, again, I think in this project with this RFP and the ideas that are going to come back from it, I think we'd love to get above 70. You know, we're about 64 and change right now, so that would be another 6,000 seats or so, and with a lot of those being, at least half of those probably being student seats, with the population growth and enrollment growing like it is in the student on the student side. But I think we've got to be really careful, Brad. Because you're seeing Oklahoma downsize, you're seeing Florida downsize, you're seeing a lot of these schools that have these 90 to 100,000 seats with much bigger alumni bases than us. Bringing their stadium size down, adding some more premium areas. So I think we need some growth there, but we need to do it strategically. And I think a first step could be maybe that 6,000 range to get us up above 70,000.
I know you and your team have really looked extensively inside Vaught Hemingway Stadium about where to place different groups, whether it be donors, field suites. For the students, it feels like, that's been a talk of conversation about how much direct sun that those students get when it's daytime games. Is that something that's in the thought process about something you could do with that north end zone, maybe a top or anything like that?
Well, again, I think we're kind of looking at all ideas that are going to come in these proposals. We understand that those September games are hot for the students. I think we've gotten pretty lucky over the past couple of years by getting some afternoon and night games, which have been helpful. But yes, in any structure we do down there, we're going to look at ways to potentially protect them from the sun. Maybe whether it's with some type of overhang or different technology we could use there for that. But we do want to grow that section. We sell around 13,000 student seats, and we'd love to get that up, 15,000-16,000, as the enrollment continues to grow. But, we all said this, 100 times, we know that the environment of the stadium, comes and goes with, how the students are and, their experience. So we want them to have a great experience. And, you get 28 Saturdays during your college career to enjoy those games. And so we want to do everything we can to make sure the students have a great experience and have a great section.
The SEC schedule for football came out the other day, as we all saw on the SEC network. Were you pleased with the schedule? And what are your thoughts on going from 8 conference games to 9 conference games? Is that something that you were in support of?
Well, yeah, obviously, you look at our schedule, you look at all the schedules in our league, they were already tough at 8 games. You look at 9 now and still having to play the P4 game outside of that. So basically you're looking at 10 Power 4 games each year. And I think there's pros and cons to it, Brad. I think that, obviously it does add 8 more losses to your conference. And you're looking at the CFP. We've got to have expansion there, I think, for it really to work like we want it to work, because we need to get up to at least 16 teams there to have more points of entry into the playoff. But there's a lot of upside too for the fans. You've got better games to watch. I think the players enjoy playing those games more, the games that are bigger games and those type of things. But, like all the decisions that, the SEC has made over the years with scheduling or conference championship games, we're going to have to see how it plays out. But I do think there's some definite upside to, for the players and the fans. The other thing I think is good is, just not only going to the 9 games, but by doing that, then you have to relook at the scheduling. Now we're going to play every team in our league, home and away, at least every 4 years. So I think that's a good thing, again, for the players and the fans. But, yeah, we'll see. The 9 games, it's a gauntlet. It's going to be tough. You've added Oklahoma and Texas. You're looking at there's no easy outs throughout the 16 teams. All the teams are playing good football. And so it'll be interesting to see how it plays out over the next, 4 to 6 years.
Speaking of scheduling, Keith, you guys headed to play Louisville in Nashville, which is going to be interesting. 2 trips to Nashville next year, Vanderbilt and Louisville. What was the thought process of playing Louisville? Obviously, it gives you guys an opportunity to play an out-of-conference team. Got the Cardinals and the Rebels, a familiar team that they played, both teams played a couple of years ago.
Yeah, we're excited about the matchup. They're playing good football. Coach Brohm's doing a really good job up there, with Louisville. But honestly, it came down to when we decided to terminate the USC home and home, it kind of put us in a tough spot from a standpoint of refilling that game. And we had a few options, and they just didn't work out. And we're sitting here, whatever we are, 8 months away, 9 months away from the game. and we didn't have anything scheduled. And so, you know, Louisville needed a game. They were going to drop a game, and it worked out. I think Nashville is a great site, you know, playing in the pro stadium there is really, really cool. And obviously we come back a few weeks after that and play Vanderbilt. But we're going to continue to play games in Nashville. You know, I think especially once the Titans get their new stadium, you know, I think it makes a lot of sense. It's 4 hours up the road for us. It creates a lot of good matchups there that you bring to that neutral site in their new stadium down the road. So I think if you're talking about neutral site games, I could see Nashville being a place we could play, you know, several times in the coming years.
When evaluating potential hires for your small business, it's essential you look beyond resumes. Sure, a candidate may appear impressive on paper, but understanding the person is crucial. LinkedIn, the world's largest professional network, provides a complete view of your candidate's skills, experiences, and interests. With LinkedIn's up-to-date data, you can be confident that you really know who you're hiring. Post your free job at linkedin.com/Pandora. That's linkedin.com/Pandora. Terms and conditions apply.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Ole Miss fans, football season is in the home stretch, an historic season for the Rebels. The NFL is on the road to the Super Bowl. Could all-time Rebel great A.J. Brown and the Philadelphia Eagles go back-to-back? Get off the bench and into the game with Underdog, the best place to get in on all the action all season long. Regular Talk of Champions listeners know I've been playing Underdog all year. Jackson Dart keeps delivering for the New York Giants. Think Trinidad Chambliss and Kewon Lacy will go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, touchdowns. They've been regular picks for me, and if you get your picks right, you could win up to 5,000 times your cash. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS for $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 years or older in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms_DFS_HTML for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Ole Miss fans, for better or worse, I've been a nicotine user most of my adult life. I've tried it all. So when I recommend free pouches with their convenience, fast flavor, and fast effect, trust that it's coming from someone who knows. Free Pouches is a zero tobacco nicotine pouch designed for people who want simple and hassle-free without all the smoke, vapor, or smell that comes with. Free Pouches range from 3 megs to 15 with flavors from mint and wintergreen to watermelon and lush. I've always been partial to wintergreen, just like I was when I dipped, but at least this time there aren't endless nasty bottles to clean up. No, Free Pouches sit comfortably and release flavor evenly. They're perfect for meetings, commutes, or when you just need to throw one in to calm the nerves of an Ole Miss game. Even better, Free Pouches offer instant delivery straight to your door. So try Free Pouches today. Right now, Talk of Champions listeners can get 20% off their order at freepouch.com with promo code LISTEN20. That's freepouch.com, freepouch.com, and use my promo code LISTEN20 to get 20% off today. Free, strength you can count on.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair. Every style, every home. Did you know that skincare can start in the laundry room? All Free Clear is the number one laundry detergent brand recommended by dermatologists, allergists, and pediatricians for sensitive skin. All Free Clear is 100% free of dyes and perfumes. It provides an effective clean that's gentle on skin while removing impurities like dirt and body oil without leaving irritating residues. Plus, All Free Clear liquid is Safer Choice certified by the US EPA. For a clean you can feel good about, all you need is All Free Clear.
Lowe's December deal drops are here, just in time to give your home some love before holiday hosting. This week, get up to 35% off select major appliances. And members, save an additional $60 on a Maytag top load laundry pair, now just $9.96. Plus, save up to $20 on select Moen kitchen and bathroom faucets. Shop December deal drops all month long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/17. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details.
Not long ago, Pete Golding named the new head coach at Ole Miss. One interesting thing I want to ask you is you made the decision to not go the interim route and make Pete the permanent head coach. One thing I wanted to ask, did the thought process of not giving the college playoff committee a data point of Ole Miss playing with an interim coach versus a head coach, did any of that go into play? And in your early thoughts, I know you've been to both the opening or both the press conferences in person for Pete Golding, your early thoughts of Pete as the head coach for Ole Miss?
Well, I think when we were going through the process, and again, you're kind of going down a parallel path of trying to hold on to your current coach, you know, and what that looks like, but then also knowing that you may have to you know, go another direction. And so, you know, as we were going through that search process with our search consultant, you know, Pete was always a guy that was right there at the top of our list. You know, he was a guy that was in our building. You're a guy that's been at some other places and won at a high level, won a national championship, you know. So a guy that we felt like was definitely in the mix and on our radar from the very beginning. And I think the farther we got into it and toward the end of the process, we're like, you know, we're looking at other candidates out there. And even though some of those were sitting head coaches, you know, we're like, man, we've got a guy that's just as good or better than them that's in our building, you know. And he's going to be a guy that's going to be a head coach at a high level at some point. You know, let's not miss out on this opportunity to do it right here at Ole Miss and keep the continuity going. You know, there was, you know, a lot of thought process around, you know, at least, you know, throughout the process of, do we do an interim? Do we, you know, try to go ahead and name a permanent coach? But man, I think Pete just, he checked all the boxes on that. And, you know, obviously could, you know, hold the, you know, the staff together, the players together for this run that we're on right now. But man, as we looked at it and the chancellor and I talked about it, he was just the right guy for us long term as well. And so we were really excited about that. And then, you know, when we felt that and we got on the phone and started talking to committee members and, you know, those type of things, it was a no brainer for them to, you know, not only keep us at 7, but move us up a spot to 6. And, you know, we ended up in a really good spot. But yeah, since Pete's been named, I have been able to be around him a ton, obviously, and couldn't be more impressed, honestly, just with the way he's, you know, handled the transition again, you know, kind of held temporary staff together, putting together a long-term staff, you know, getting to know the players on the offensive side of the ball, just the multitasking that he's been able to do over the past, you know, 10 or 12 days. Really, you know, it's not surprising, but it's impressive. And just to, you know, for him to be able to do that and have this team, you know, here in game week ready to go, it's pretty cool.
Leading the team on Saturday for his very first head coaching job. It's going to be at Ole Miss. It's going to be for the college football playoff. It's just incredible what has happened in Oxford over the last couple of years. And Keith, talking about that ticket allocation, I think if memory serves, Tulane will receive 3,500 tickets. That means, how does the remainder of that allocation of tickets go for an on-campus college football playoff game?
Yeah, so basically, you know, we just get to sell the rest of them, you know, just like we would for a normal game. So if you're a season ticket holder, you get first right of refusal for your tickets. We have 13,000 student tickets for sale, and those have been going really well. So, you know, I think the last I heard just earlier today, we were up around 62,000 tickets sold. And so, you know, we're only 64,000 or so. And then it's because we haven't sold out quite of our student ticket allotment yet. And that's understandable. You know, a lot of students gone for the holidays and those type of things. But we feel like we're going to have one of the largest crowds, if not the largest crowd we've ever had in Vaught-Hemingway. You know, the thing about this game is, if you're buying a ticket for this game, you're coming to the game. You know, you're not going to, it's not like a season ticket where you decide to sit a game or two out. So we know we're going to scan well over 62,000, 63,000 seats. tickets. And I think the most we scanned, you know, for a game this past year was below that. So we think this is going to be one of the largest crowds we've ever had, and very likely the biggest crowd ever in the state of Mississippi.
Do you know if there'll be any tickets available for the general public, or will it be pretty much a sellout before the students receive their tickets and the season ticket holders receive their options to buy tickets?
Yeah, I don't think we'll have any walk-up tickets available on Saturday. So by the time we get to probably Thursday, Friday of this week, there's a few that are still kind of in the mix that, you know, if folks want to call the ticket office and ask about, I would do that sooner rather than later, because by the time we get to, you know, Friday and Saturday, the tickets are going to be gone.
If you look at the current deal you guys have, I know LSU and some other programs have talked about signing Nike deals. You guys have a great relationship with Tyler Jordan and Realtree. Is there anything specific with your Nike deal, something you'd like to continue? Or are you pleased with Nike? Because it feels like that Ole Miss uniform is something that's kind of it's got its own kind of way about it all across the country. Everybody sees that Ole Miss uniform.
Yeah, we got the best uniforms, the best colors, you know, in the country. And we actually have about 18 months left on our current Nike deal. So we are in some preliminary conversations with them on, what a new deal could look like. We'll probably really engage in those after the first of the year. But, you know, we're not opposed to going to the market, you know, and seeing what's out there. And you know, that swoosh is something that has been on our uniforms for a long time. And I think we would, you know, love to continue that. But we got to do our due diligence and see what's out there as well, you know, at the appropriate time. So, you know, I know there's some other schools that have just signed new deals with apparel companies, and we're going to be right there in that mix here, you know, over the next probably 12 months or so.
You take a look, and Keith, one thing I want to ask you about the schedule that was released. The Egg Bowl noted it was on a Saturday, but we know in years past that definitely could be changed depending on the home team. Has there been any internal discussions about keeping that on Saturday or possibly moving that to a Thursday or Friday?
Yeah, I don't want to make an official comment on that, but I would say that's fluid. I think that you could see maybe a non-traditional time for that, like we've seen over the past couple of years. But I think, you know, when the schedules come out, they just put those games on Saturday. But I wouldn't exactly make my plans for Saturday just yet.
And Keith, one final question. I always like to ask, it feels like there are new, and Coach O talks about breaking glass ceilings, and it just feels like during your tenure, there's always a new glass ceiling that's being broken. And this one, the college football playoff, is going to be something that I've talked about. A lot of Ole Miss fans are not going to have their dad or their uncle or their friend with them that they kind of brought them to games, so to speak. And I think it'll be a very emotional time for them. You know, I had a chance to visit with you, and you had your whole family with you on the field at Florida, and it was kind of during an intense time during the game. But you fast forward, you and I shared had a couple of conversations at the women's game the other day, and you had your family with you. I'd be curious, in taking your director of athletics hat off and putting your dad hat on, how cool is it for you to be able to share this with your family? Because I know you do, because I've seen you with them. How cool is it to share this, all of these events that have happened with your family, and kind of how that's going to be kind of buttoned up on Saturday when you can kind of walk in the side of Vaught Hemingway Stadium and kind of see the incredible history that's being made?
Yeah, I mean, just a lot of emotion, you know, and it's 6 years of emotion from being the athletics director. You know, I'm in my 17th year as an administrator here. Obviously, I've been an Ole Miss Rebel since 1995 when I came here as a very green 18-year-old freshman. So just a lot of emotion from that perspective to kind of hit this you know, pinnacle of college athletics. I mean, if you're in the college football playoff, you know, that's about as good as it gets. And so I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy it with my family. You know, they're behind the scenes. They're the ones that are, you know, the support system. And, you know, they see the highs and the lows. And, you know, they were with me the last 6 or 8 weeks going through, you know, some of the stuff we've been through and have seen how hard it's been. So we're going to enjoy it. And we're going to enjoy it as a family. And I told our staff this morning, I said, you know, this is something that there's a lot of work that has to be done between now and the game, and a lot of work that'll happen during the game. But I said, as a staff, we need to just for 5 or 10 minutes at some point on Saturday, while the game is going on, just soak it in, you know, soak it in, because this is something that we've all worked very hard for. You know, we're assembled, you know, at this time as a team. And we may not always have this. You know, we may never get this again. And so enjoy this. We want to win the game. Obviously, we want to go win a national championship. But I think there's going to be a small moment for everybody where we just need to enjoy the journey, you know, take a deep breath and enjoy it a little bit, because it's been a lot of hard work, both personally and professionally, you know, for a lot of people.
He's Keith Carter, Director of Athletics at Ole Miss, kind enough to give us a few minutes today. Keith, best of luck on Saturday, and I appreciate you jumping on today.
Awesome. Thanks, Brad.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.